Time has a way of condensing major historical events into a few key moments with one-dimensional legendary figures at the forefront. In his new book, author Todd Anderlich gives life and depth to one such event, the American Revolution. He uses newspaper reporting from that era to provide a sense of the revolution as it actually unfolded. His book includes eyewitness accounts and battlefield letters, the kind of primary sourcing that is increasingly rare in our Wikipedia world. The book is called Reporting the Revolutionary War. Before it was history, it was news. Todd Anderlich joins us in our Washington studios. Thanks for being here.
Good to be here, Rachel.
So what drew you to this project?
It was love at first sight. It really was. 5 years ago, my wife and I took our first family vacation after the birth of our daughter, and we went to Galena, Illinois, this cozy little kind of river town on the Mississippi. And there on the main street was a rare bookshop that I just stumbled into and discovered in this nondescript kind of container a newspaper from 1865 that reported the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. And that flipped the switch. Holding the historical newspaper in my hand and reading the first draft of history.
So you basically accrued this amazing collection of original newspaper clippings from the time to retrace the Revolutionary War. Where did you find these things, first of all?
It's not just newspaper clippings. It's the entire newspapers. These newspapers are not like we think of today. They're quite different in that they are only 4 pages in length and only about 10 by 15 inches tall. So what I did is began kind of this quest, finding them from people who had found them in attics or behind walls of old homes, European book dealers. They're available on the open market, much like fine art or any other type of historical collectible.
So give us a sense of what the journalism looked like at that time.
It's completely different. For instance, you open up a newspaper and the first thing that's going to strike you is that there's no headlines. Back then, they used datelines because they were mostly printing news from other newspapers. So today we have AP and Reuters. Back then, they had a news exchange system where as soon as a printer finished typesetting his edition of the week, he would then send issues to other printers around colonial America. So if you found a newspaper and it was a Philadelphia newspaper and it said Savannah, April 14th, chances are that came from the Georgia Gazette.
So you've brought some of these newspapers with you. Let's take a look at some of these. You can go ahead and grab those. I mean, we should note these are very carefully preserved, right?
Yes. So these are in an acid-free kind of Mylar protective folder. And this here is the April 21st, 1775 New Hampshire Gazette. What's unique about this is that it contains the breaking news of the Battle of Lexington and Concord.
And what did breaking news consist of back then?
Well, breaking news at that time was mostly rumor and hearsay. I mean, people were...
And a couple days late,
exactly.
I imagine.
So in this case, it's 2 days after the battle. The messengers had arrived in town, so the newspaper printer took whatever it could and tried to kind of work through what is fact and what is fiction and print in this front page article, smorgasbord of what had come in to the print office there.
Huh.
But what's really unique, Rachel, about this particular newspaper, this is only one of two colonial American newspapers to print the news on its front page. Newspapers in the 18th century typically reserved the interior pages for the latest breaking domestic news because that's what was typeset later in the week, so it could be most current.
Huh.
The other interesting note is that there's a headline here. A centered two-word headline, Bloody News. And so that surely caught the attention of the colonists reading this newspaper.
Hmm. You also include some tips in your book about how to read these articles, right?
You have things that you're not used to seeing, such as the Old English S, which looks like an F, but better resembles the manuscript S of the period.
And long sentences.
This is before standardized English. So what you see is a lot of run-on sentences. I think I counted once in a paragraph there were 40 commas and 22 capital letters.
What did you learn about that time by spending so many hours rummaging through these articles and these newspapers?
I think for me, it was realizing that there's a lot more than what we gained in our textbooks in high school and college. The Boston Tea Party, it was not universally celebrated in America. The shot heard around the world, well, it came very close to happening 4 months earlier in New Hampshire. The fact that Paul Revere really wasn't mentioned in the newspapers of the period because they didn't want to kind of let out how they had alerted the countryside. Without newspapers, there would have been no revolution. Newspapers are what fanned the flames of rebellion. They're what sustained loyalty to the cause, and they ultimately aided in the outcome of the war.
Todd Anderlich, his new book is called Reporting the Revolutionary War. He joined us in our studios in Washington. Thanks so much, Todd.
Thank you.